Hello there, you wonderful consumers, you wonderful listeners. This is Barry Miller, and we are back at it. This is the Barry and Larry Show for you consumers, home sellers, and home buyers in particular. Our focus, as you know, on this show is all about fair and flexible commissions. Number two, shorter length contracts. And number three, higher, the highest fiduciary level services where the agents are 100% loyal to you. We on this show, Sherry, Larry, and Barry, are 100% loyal to you, the consumer listeners, in all of our presentations. We want full truths on this show, not partial truths, not half truths, not, oh, well, you know, we could help you a little bit if we feel good. No, if an agent agrees to be your agent, they owe you by law, and by the way, by written contract most of the time, but not all the time, as we'll see today, they owe you 100% loyalty. But by law, by operation of law, agents are not agents unless they pay you 100% loyalty. And I'm using the word pay you intentionally because today our theme is fair and flexible commissions in all circumstances for you as a home seller. So we're focused on you as home sellers today and fair and flexible commissions in all circumstances. Good morning, Sherry and Larry.
Good morning, Barry. It's another great day to talk residential real estate.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me here again.
Thanks for being here. This is an outstanding activity show where we share actions for our listeners. And again, the theme, this is the part two of a four-part series for you home sellers, and we're focused on commissions, fair and flexible in all circumstances. While we're talking about money, I'd like to give a little interest report. Oh, yeah, it's about interest rates. That does not affect commissions directly at all, but it affects your money, and we're going to talk about it. Thank you to Del Van Essen of Community Banks Mortgage. By the way, Del will be with us much later in the show. He'll be talking about this, but I want to share what the interest rates are. For you FHA, VA buyers, 2.25% to 2.375% fixed rate for 30 years. And that's putting 0 or 3.5% down, as in the case of FHA. Conventional loans, 2.5% to 2.625% when you put down 20%. And yes, these can vary ever so slightly, 1/8% here, 1/4% there, but that's money to you depending on your credit scores. And then also investor rates are phenomenally low, 3.25% when you put 25% down. Thank you, Josh of the team, and Del Van Essen, the senior member of the Del Van Essen team at Community Banks Mortgage. Many of you listeners contact me during the week for their phone number, so here it is, 303-587-5363. That is their number, 303-587-5363. So, again, back to our theme, fair and flexible commissions. Sherry, you're 23 years in the business. What are your thoughts today? What do you have for us today as an eye-opener?
Well, as an eye-opener today, yep, we're going to talk about fair and flexible commissions, and here are some good questions to ask a prospective seller's agent when you're interviewing for your best seller agent. The first one of which would be, are your commissions flexible? What are the market trends? How much marketing really needs to be done? How much will your marketing activities cost me? How much do you charge me for reviewing and negotiating offers? How much might you charge me for handling inspections, appraisals, etc.? How much do you charge me for all that paperwork? Are your fees always based on a percentage of the sales price?
That is quite an extensive list of good questions that consumers should ask a prospective seller agent, as you said, Sherry, when they're interviewing for one. Let's take a look a little bit at these, but let's start at the top.
Okay.
Of all of us, all three of us, are commissions negotiable, Larry?
You know, it's an interesting question, Barry. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who lives in the Albany, New York area, and that very subject came up. He thought that if they were non-negotiable, and I explained to him that they're negotiable in all 50 states.
And that gentleman, if his name is John, is over 50 years of age.
That's right.
And he still thought that commissions were fixed by somebody.
That's correct.
Set, like a set number. Most consumers think that. Where do they get that from? Sherry or Larry, where do consumers get that thought that commissions are fixed and set by someone?
Well, they get that from real estate agents who want you to believe it.
You got that right, Mr. Consumer. That's why you're the consumer guy here. That's the full answer. The industry and agents within the industry keep that. Did you hear
it's a
articles? It's perception of what? It's the only thing that consumers hear.
Exactly.
And that's misinformation, disinformation, mistaken information, dishonest information. But guess what? Most of the times, agents say, oh, I don't tell any of my consumers what the commissions are. Is silence fair information? Is silence good communication? Is silence showing loyalty to a consumer? When the consumers don't ask what it is, are agents obligated to say what it is, Larry?
Agents have a fiduciary responsibility to do it, and they're being dishonest to you if they don't. You don't want these people. You want people who want you to understand how the law works.
And lest you agents are out there smirking, thinking, oh, my consumers don't ask me that question. They should start asking you questions. And did you hear what Consumer Guy just said? And I'll underline it as a 40-year broker. It is the law that you make such a disclosure to the consumer. You know what, consumers? If you think you have been paying too much commission, give us a call. We have lawyers standing ready to take the commission cases on. Oh, I'm not making that as a threat. That's a real thing that we do for consumers, and we offer that help free of charge. But the point is, we don't want to go that way. We don't want you, the consumer, to be involved in litigation. No, but you can solve the commission problem simply by asking the consumer just some of the questions that Sherry gave you this morning. Sherry, give two or three of those questions again.
Well, I think one of my favorites is, how much do you charge me for all that paperwork?
That's an interesting one.
Barry, if I remember, you are willing to do that for a fixed price.
That is what we do at our team, the Barry and Larry Real Estate Team here at RE/MAX Masters Millennium, by the way. But yes, that's been our practice for a number of years. Why? Because it's about the same amount of work no matter what the price of the home is. So why shouldn't it be come down to basically an hourly charge? We don't do it by the hour, okay? That gets a little too petty typically, but we know we can. We have established hourly rates. So yes, that question points out a lot, but it points out a bigger flaw in the real estate industry and the real estate agents.
Now, I'm not sure where you were going with that, Barry, but I'm assuming that the flaw is the real estate agents don't have their customers on their side.
That's not the flaw, but that's a big, big reality of the business. The flaw that this points out is agents and the industry have never bothered to break down or even understand where that agent spends her or his time. They don't know how much is on marketing. They don't know how much is on negotiating. They don't know how much is on reviewing contracts. They don't know how much is on handling inspections and appraisals on behalf of the seller. And I guarantee you, they do not know how many hours they have spent on that client's work. Sherry, closing comments for this section. You led it off with that list of great questions.
Well, my thing is that looking at the market trends, how much does it really cost to market your home right now? That makes a difference. And are you, as the seller's agent, going to charge the same amount as if it were a buyer's market?
So market conditions have an effect on fair and flexible commissions. Absolutely they do. Thank you, Sherry, for that great eye-opener. This is Barry Miller, along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley on The Barry and Larry Show. By the way, any of you have any questions or comments, you could text those questions to us at 303-888-3788, and we'll deal with it on air, etc. Just give us a text. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with My World. My World today is your seller agent's top duties and services as they should be to you when you are the home seller. Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful world. This is Barry Miller. I'm going to share some great items for you as listeners that you really don't see, but you feel because we feel so good. This is where we are. We are at Mount Elbert Studio.
Yay.
Where is Mount Elbert Studio? Right at the headquarters of RE/MAX Masters Millennium. Thank you, Jim Wonsek. Thank you very much for the work and time and effort that you have put in to developing Mount Elbert Studio. We are here. It's a wonderful studio. Oh, and Jesse is here. Jesse Stoller.
Jesse.
Thank you. He is here.
We're
running the board locally. Then, of course, we have Ryan, all instrumental at iHeart, so that you as listeners get the good sound. Oh, yeah. We, Barry and Larry, are responsible for the content, but it is more than content when it comes to any type of media, video or audio. And the best audio, of course, is radio. KHOW 630. We're so glad that we're a part of our work with these listeners, with iHeart and KHOW and Ryan and Jesse. But ColoradoMastersRadio.com, the website is up. Our shows are going to be there within a week. We will have shows on ColoradoMastersRadio.com.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It makes it a great world. And then you all know, as our listeners, that our world is all about you. So here in Barry's world, I'm going to say your seller agent's top duties are extensive. My tip of the day is this. Know your seller agent's duties before you start interviewing for your best seller agent.
And that's right. Know your seller's agent's duties before you interview, and then you can ask the right questions.
And here are those duties. When you are a home seller, you always need these services from a top seller's agent. Thorough research of current market conditions. discovery of your property's conditions. Yes, it's actual conditions and its actual market value. Careful listening to your monetary needs, to your timing needs. Agents must be careful, complete listeners. Of course, you need a marketing plan that includes specific activities and specific results in that marketing plan, not fluff, not do-nothing items, Larry, like stick a sign in the yard or put it in 50 websites. Soon as we go into our realtor website, RE Colorado, IRIS, Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, MLS, it gets out to a dozen to 200 different websites. So that is not a big deal. Just make sure it gets into the local MLS. Then, of course, you need effective marketing implementation, not just a good marketing plan, but an excellent implementation of that plan. Oh, now one of the biggest services you need, top negotiating protection, top negotiating strategy, and top consistent, ever-present negotiating actions. They're big ones, and here's some more. Smooth contract administration, paperwork, proper handling of the paperwork, timely coordination of your sale. To whose timeline should it be coordinated? Yours. You're the client. You're paying the commission. You deserve top coordination. And then accessibility and effective communications from, with, and to your agent during the entire selling process. That's Barry's world, meant to become your world, your list of duties of a top agent when you are a home seller. These will be available on our Barry and Larry website within 2 weeks. We're that ready, Larry. I'm going to try to have them up this week, but it's coming. This list, word by word, maximum 75 words, will be printed on our website, barryandlarry.com, within 2 weeks, possibly within 1 week. That's why today's especially a good world day.
Well, that's really neat, Barry. And you've outlined the services. Now the real question is, how do home sellers receive fair and flexible commission costs for these services?
Oh, I am tickled pink that you asked that question. I'm ecstatic, happy. Not everybody under 40 knows what tickled pink is. I'm not sure I know what it means. But in any case, I am happy to answer that one, Larry. First of all, by having a list of the duties and services broken down, a consumer could say, wait a minute, this is a seller's market. They don't have to do any marketing. I guess the commissions could be lower. So literally by having the list broken down, consumers could say, I don't need all these services. So I want a lower commission. Look, we know the normal institutionalized scam commission is 6%, 3% for the seller's agent, typically across the country, 3%. You could start breaking it down. The way I look at my list, I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, and some of them had more than one part, so there's a dozen parts here. So 12 divided into 3 goes whatever it goes in, 2.5, you know, ish, roughly, et cetera, almost exactly. But you could break it down and say, hey, if you're not going to provide this service, can the commission be reduced by such and such? So it gives the consumer the upper hand in being the recipient of fair and flexible commissions.
Barry, there's one duty that a agent does that I don't think they should ever reduce their services or costs for.
I agree that there's one that is the number one that should never be absent. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Sherry, any thoughts on that?
My thoughts are this. My fiduciary responsibility is to you. My allegiance is to you 100% of the time. That's my thought.
Okay, but breaking it down to a dozen or more items, Larry, should we share it like on count 3, 2, 1? And
fine, go
should
ahead.
We say, do you want to say one? This obviously isn't planned. I didn't know this was going to happen. Do you want to say one word?
It'll be one word.
Oh, one word. Okay, let's see if we have the same thought. Sherry, you count down. Sherry,
three, two, one.
Negotiations.
Oh, that's a toughie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Negotiations or negotiating. Yeah. That is number one.
I think so.
That's the toughest part of the job for me.
It's not even
a thought.
Important.
It better be so. That is always the most important thing.
I think so.
I've had experienced lawyers who are knowledgeable in real estate, and they have said, you're going to be our agent. I said, yeah, but you can do so much of the work. Yeah, but we don't know the market conditions. We don't know the true market value, and we're not going to negotiate. You're the negotiator. Mm-hmm. And they, years ago, decades ago, made it real clear to me, the new agent, what was most important, negotiating or negotiations? Absolutely, Larry. Glad we're eye to eye on that one.
I am too, and I want to emphasize to the listeners that you want to hire a top negotiator. This is where you're going to make money on the sale of your house if it's done properly.
And that must be combined with the trustworthiness of the person you're interviewing. If you don't have a trustworthy agent, they could lead you to think they're negotiating for you, and they may not be. You've got to have a loyal, trustworthy agent, and absolutely, they must be a top negotiator. I'm sorry, new agents who are listening, but you won't be a top negotiator for at least 6 to 10 closed transactions, and those transactions you have better had a top manager, mentor, trainer with you, helping you learn the negotiating skills. Consumers, you should not hire a young, inexperienced agent unless you're getting their manager, mentor, negotiating trainer also with you, unless, of course, that agent is safe, is honest with you, because negotiating is worth at least 1.5% of the whole commission, typically, generally speaking. And if they don't negotiate, you have picked a loser. You have picked a loser if they're not a top negotiator. Pretty clear cut. Whoa, you guys sure led this into a heavy-duty information time for our listeners. And that's what we do here at the Barry and Larry Show. And we have more information coming up. We're going to take our break. And now Larry is getting his view ready. He is asking you, are you comfortable paying 6% commissions? Let's see what Consumer Guy has to say after this break. Okay, yes, Larry, we are back. But Larry, you're right. Before we get to your view, there's a big information item that we haven't covered on this show. I know we had good information, et cetera. Happy to do that. Happy to share all that so far. But all of this comes together on Saturday, March 6th. We're having our first in 12 months boot camp. Yes, COVID put us out. We did not have the opportunity to have the boot camps. Because of COVID, they are set up again. We're limited to 23 people because we have to be following protocol of COVID. It's a good-sized room, and we're limited to 23 people. It's not quite half full, so there is room for you. Boot camp. Larry, quickly explain what the boot camp is and that it's, of course, the cost of it.
Okay, let's do the cost first. It's absolutely free. There's no cost at all to you, the listeners. It's all about teaching you how to be a home seller or home buyer. We go through the 10 steps for buying, 10 steps for selling a home. We talk about some of the myths of real estate. We talk about mistakes people make. I'm a pro with the mistakes. You need to come on the 6th of March from 10:30 to 12:30. Remember, it's free. All you need to do is give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788.
This is a super exciting time for you as the consumer to come and at no charge to you, learn what it takes to interview and engage the best seller's agent that you can.
Yep.
March 6th, 10:30 to 12:30. 888-3788. Text or call.
Text or call 303-888-3788. Get your reservation in. Just leave your name and we prefer leave your name and email, but we'll have your phone number. We'll call you back and we'll talk to you and confirm it all up and everything. 2 hours of powerful information, how to be the savviest, smartest home seller, how to be the savviest, smartest home buyer. That's Saturday, March 6th. Not too many weeks away. But now, Larry, let's get to your view. And you're asking us a question. Go ahead.
That's right. Why are home sellers so comfortable paying 6% commissions? Remember, all commissions are negotiable. So negotiate. The real estate industry has been very successful in getting home sellers to pay a 6% commission. Let's change this perception and let's negotiate rates that are fair and reasonable for the amount of work an agent will actually spend selling your house. For example, if your house is priced near or below the median price in your area, your agent will not have to spend much effort marketing your house. So don't pay for the marketing. That's my view.
Larry, so there you got it. You, as the consumer guy, you did not know Barry's world today. You had it broken down in your head, okay, that there are elements of service. And if some of those service elements are not needed and the agent doesn't have to work, that you could negotiate a lower commission.
That's right. Barry, how do you determine a fair real estate commission to charge your home sellers?
Ah, there's a question that all of our listeners should know. This will be a complete but short answer, and that's very simple. Okay, but you're going to have to, the listeners will know who've been listening today. You have to know what the 12 to 15 elements of service are. And so a good agent knows what they are. And then when we're sitting down visiting with our potential sellers, we're discussing those 12 to 15 elements of service, and we show it to them in writing. And we say, oh, we don't need to do this, 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 and this. And because the market is what it is, all we have to do is stick it in the MLS and you're going to get full price. And then we say, but you don't want full price. Oh, we'd be happy with full price. What if I say you could get full price plus 5%? Oh, we'll take that too. We explain how we could get higher than full price. And then we say, oh, by the way, we don't have to do much work to get that for you. And our commission is reduced by such and such. So we have it broken down, Larry, by all the elements and all the main services, and the world is going that way. I hope y'all watched Wall Street this week. There's some good and bad in that, and not worried about it. I'm not going to make the analogy of David versus Goliath. It's a little more complicated, but you watch that. What's his face? Who someday I will negotiate against him live on TV. Who's that big barker on CNBC? Cramer. Mr. Cramer, as knowledgeable as you are, you did nothing but defend a not-so-good industry this week, and you were PP. That's for pee poor on the TV this week, defending an industry. Well, guess what? Real estate tried to take on buyers 30 years ago, and the industry lost because consumers control the money. And when consumers learn more, like obviously they're learning more in trading, and yes, Mr. Kramer, they're going to become really smart, maybe like you, maybe some of them are smarter than you already, and consumers learn how to be smart sellers and smart buyers. What does this tangent have to do with our topic and your question, Larry? Sellers are learning that there's elements of service that sometimes the market conditions mean the agent doesn't have to do much work. If there's not much work, it's a good economic 101 business principle of capitalism. Only pay for the work that was performed. That's economic 101. Only pay for the work that was performed. So, sorry for the tangent, but I get a little excited when I see that we're helping consumers become informed so that commissions are fair, honest, and flexible when they should be.
Well, Barry, while I've got you all riled up, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Do you ever charge a commission of 3% or more for acting as a seller's agent?
Haven't charged 3% as a seller's agent for over 5 years, Larry. The marketplace has done the marketing, by and large, in any price, including over $1 million. And including over $1 million, we have many listeners who are contacting us. Why the heck do we pay 3% for a $2 million listing? What the heck are you doing to earn, what's that?
$60,000
just on the seller side. I said, well, sir and ma'am and Mr. and Mrs., you listen to our show, you know we don't charge that because we think that's outrageous. And we do. And it is. And consumers, don't fall into the trap. Oh, you need an elite company. Oh, well, we have it. Who's better than RE/MAX Masters Millennium in this whole town? Nobody's better. Oh, there may be some that are as good. A few rare individuals at some companies are as good as the great agents at this company. RE/MAX Masters Millennium. Look at its record. Number one single RE/MAX office in the United States. Number one single RE/MAX office in the entire
United States.
Back to the question. No, I haven't charged 3% for 5 years. And by the way, there's certain markets in this country that are fairer and more flexible than we are in the Front Range.
Well, let me follow up with another question that'll raise your blood pressure. Home prices in Colorado Front Range have increased over 10% per year for the last few years. Are real estate agents doing work that justifies a 10% or greater pay increase on their commissions each year?
That doesn't rile me, Larry. That's so silly. Anybody who falls for that one, I want to know. Because, boy, oh, boy, are they wasting their money. And you know what? People don't want to waste their money. Homes have gone up 10 to 15% per year for the last 5 years. Colorado Springs is going up 12 to 17% for the last 3 years. If any of you in your salaried jobs, not CEOs of companies, salaried jobs have had that kind of pay increase following the rate of appreciation increase that realtors, agents get just because the market goes up, no, Larry, and that makes the point. And it's lower-priced markets across the country that maybe 2.5% is a fair price. And guess what? Chicago, Illinois is a lower price, and Chicago is pretty much at 2.5 plus 2.5 equals 5%. Rather than 6% that we call normal and standard here in Colorado. The standard 6% commission of Colorado is changing, and ladies and gentlemen, it's going down. And agents who don't like it don't know reality.
Well, I need to take a second and applaud Chicago for having a 5% commission rate instead of 6%. It still is probably higher than it should be.
In some instances, yeah. In some instances not. Agents earn good money.
And they deserve to.
You always say it. Deserve yeah. good money. Agents deserve good money. And really, it's not going to go that much lower. Much lower than 5, the agent doesn't have anything to do. Okay? So all we're saying is consumers, commissions are always negotiable. You want to know about this and a lot more on how to be a good seller and a good buyer? You attend the boot camp coming up, 2 hours of strong information of this type, but it's geared, it's printed information, lovely handouts. You learn an immense amount. And no selling, no upselling, no upcharges for anything, no upselling of anything. It's full, complete information, making you a savvy, smart, safe seller. Attend the boot camp March 6th. Sign up 303-888-3788. Larry?
The boot camp is absolutely free to you. All you need to do is call or text us at 303-888-3788, and we'll be glad to add you to the list of attendees. You need to come. It's 2 hours from 10:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, March 6th.
So, Larry, you've given a lot out in your view today. I have a question for you. Is there any good news when it comes to home interest rates? They're starting to bubble up, are they, or what's going on?
I haven't seen any signs of interest rates bubbling up.
So it continues to be good news?
I think it continues to be great news.
There's the
2.25%, 2.375% rate. Holy cow, I can't imagine it.
There's the consumer guy saying he thinks it's good news. Let's find out for sure, Larry, if it's good news or neutral news, or if rates are going up or holding their own, and what's happening in the interest rate world. Let's take a break, and then let's come back with Del Van Essen of Community Banks Mortgage and find out what's happening in your world, and is it time to refinance? Hey, we are back. This is Barry Miller, your consumer advocate, longtime consumer advocate. You all know that. It's for real. It's not just a show. It is a more than a passion, too. It's a commitment. We're committed to you to have the best information week in and week out from the Barry and Larry Show. Now, speaking of the best information, Del Van Essen is with us. Good morning, Del.
Hey, good morning, guys, Larry and Barry.
Yeah, and Cherry. And Cherry,
thank
too,
you.
Of course.
Good morning,
uh-huh.
Del.
Yep. And Del, you know, we gave the interest rate report earlier in the show, but tell us just a little bit what you see going on. But I'm going to beg you really, well, not beg, I don't have to do that with you, but please request, I am, information on refinancing. I think some of our listeners are missing the boat by not refinancing.
Yeah, right now it's just at all-time lows, and yeah, rates, for example, over the last few weeks' time, I keep track on Wall Street what they're doing every 15
yes.
minutes so I can see how they're trading.
Yep.
But yeah, it worsened for about 5 days earlier in the month, and then it's kind of really come back.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates, there's no foreseeable future that they're going to be rising. So now it's a great time to do is take advantage of these low interest rates. You hear people talk on the radio or on social media in terms of, hey, rates down in the low twos or in the ones.
Yep.
Well, it costs a bunch of money to do that. So we do is help analyze to say, hey, what's the best rate for you guys? Does it make sense to pay all those extra costs to get the rate lower? And maybe it doesn't do that.
Let's talk about that because you bring that up occasionally, a couple times a year, and I think we just need to spend a minute or two on it. There are two elements to a new home loan. Is how I like to portray it. But you tell me if this is correct. The two elements for consumers are the interest rate that's fixed. Let's say it's a fixed 30-year loan, how much they'll be paying interest for 30 years. But then also there's upfront cash costs of that loan. And that's what you're saying. Consumers could put up a lot of discount points is what they're usually called. Okay, fees, I call them generally, cash costs, And if the consumer puts enough cash up front to get that loan, the interest rate will drop.
Exactly. You can
Are
go,
they the two elements?
Correct. Yeah. You can go lower on the interest rate for more costs or a little bit higher for less cost. Right now, the investors on Wall Street are paying a premium if the rate's just a little bit higher. So this week, I had somebody had a 3% interest rate. We dropped the rate only 0.25%, but it didn't cost any money. We didn't roll any money into their loan.
Wow.
And we actually paid them an extra $2,100 to close that loan. So
because of that premium that the investor was paying you all.
Exactly. Wow. So in reality, they made $2,100 to refinance, even though they dropped their rate only 0.25%.
Yeah. Did you catch that, consumer? There's money behind the scenes. It's legal money. It's all a part of the how the process works. I mean, there are some big institutions loaning the money. They have a right to a profit, like we always say, Larry, right?
That's right. Everybody does.
Everybody does. So in that case, a consumer that was smart enough to call you, refinanced, only lowered their rate by how much?
Only 0.25%.
0.25%, but that's still a lower monthly payment for as long as they're making payments, and they got paid $2,100 to do that.
Correct. So they had no closing costs, and nothing was added back into their mortgage, and we paid them an additional $2,100 as a lender credit toward their prepaid items or principal reduction.
Now, I'm proud to say in your presence, because I say this and I think of you every time, I thought, oh, I can't call you and say the good things that are happening because of the show and the listeners in particular. But really, not a week is going by now that I'm getting a request of, now, that lender, Dell, how do I reach him? You know, and I'm just saying, he's who you want to call because he'll have a solution for whatever your situation is. And that's why we want our listeners to call you. Do you want to give out Dell's number, Larry, since I just said that?
Sure. It's 303-587-5363. 303-587-5363.
But, Dell, we're serious about that because you're helping so many of our listeners. So thank you publicly.
Yeah, we're just a direct lender to like the top 15 servicing companies. We're always seeing who has the best rate on a given day. Everything's done in-house, underwriting, processing, closing, so that makes it go smooth for the client.
Yep, go smooth for you, the consumer. That's what Dell just said. That's what he does. Give him a call at 303-587-5363. Okay, Dell, Sherry, and Larry, there's some data coming out, and any comments are welcome. Median prices continue to hold their own and or go up. Denver median price is a tad over $500,000 for a single detached home. Colorado Springs is a tad under $400,000. Now, remember how we say it here, for essentially that same property. Same lot size, same square footage, same age home, same style home. Essentially, it's $500,000 in Denver area and $400,000 in Colorado Springs. Now, inventory of homes at $500,000 or below in Denver, $400,000 or below in the Springs, how many days of inventory are there? Approximately.
Well, it looks like in Denver we've got average of 12 days.
Nope. I said under median price. That's the trick. That was a little bit of
Thank
a trick
you.
Question. Under median price, we have about 6 days of inventory in Denver. I'm with you, Dale. You have to shake your head. Say,
wow.
Really?
I know.
But in Colorado Springs, it's 3 days. Of inventory, 3 days of inventory for properties at or below median price.
That's
there are
amazing.
Not many cities in the United States that have that phenomena. And the value of those homes going up in Denver, again, solid 8-10% annualized. And Colorado Springs, solid 14% to 17% appreciation. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're living in a heck of a good economic time. You don't hear the word B-U-B-B-L-E on this show because it doesn't exist in residential real estate in the Front Range. These are not bubble times. Any of you waiting for prices to come down? I don't laugh at people. I don't laugh at people who don't know the facts. I don't. I want to help everybody. But the prices are not coming down. Did you have a comment about that?
Well, I just wanted to say that if somebody thinks the prices may come down, please show me an indicator that backs you up, because I can't find any market indicators that back up a reduction in interest rates or house prices.
Yep, no data is there. And Larry and I are looking at data from 200 marketplaces all the time, not just a few marketplaces here in Colorado. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a heck of a good day. Good day to be a home seller, home buyer. You'll be a much smarter, more savvy home buyer and home seller when you attend the boot camp March 6th. So, Dell, share your phone number with our listeners, please.
My number is 303-587-5363.
Sherry, any final couple of words, a few seconds?
Yeah, don't miss the boot camp on March 6th between 10:30 and 12:30.
And finally, remember the boot camp is free, so all you have to do is give us a call at 303-888-3788.
Call us anytime. We're here for you, Barry and Larry and Sherry. Bye-bye for now.